you sent her it too. Iran's foreign minister says it would be very dangerous for everyone if the US gets involved in strikes against his country. Meanwhile, an Iranian state-run news agency is reporting at least 430 people have been killed in the conflict with Israel. An NHS trust convicted of serious failings over the suicide of a mental health patient is under further scrutiny, with coroners raising concerns about 20 other deaths. Alice Figueiredo took her own life in 2015. Other cases include a friend who killed herself less than an hour after being discharged. North East London Foundation Trust says it's improving, but Selin Kavkav from the charity Inquest has concerns.
This is a problem that we see over and over again. Families being dismissed and not listened to. Families are almost treated as the troublemakers rather than people who care for their loved ones.
It's officially the warmest day of the year so far. A temperature of 32.6 degrees Celsius has been recorded in Charlewood in Surrey. Sunken superyacht the Bayesian has been raised to the surface off Sicily. Billionaire Mike Lynch and his daughter were among those who died when it went down last summer. A group claiming responsibility for a break-in at an RAF base could be labelled terrorists. It's understood the government's planning to ban Palestine action. Lord Walney has previously advised the government on political violence. He says the group should absolutely be banned.
The security breach at RAF base Norton is only the latest of a series of attacks that they've carried out systematically on a range of sites. They have made the lives of working people a misery.
And England are close to bowling out India in their first innings of the first cricket test at Headingley. Play's just resumed after lunch with the visitors 468 for 8 a short time ago. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Why aren't you wearing your helmet?
Why would I need a helmet? It's only around the corner.
Wearing a bike helmet reduces the risk of serious head or brain injury by 85%.
We'll be there in a minute. Nothing will happen.
Each year, bike-related crashes kill approximately 820 people. Always be safe. Wear your helmet.
Your community, your station, now on DAB, across Essex, on FM and online, Gateway 97.8, Gateway Community, Gateway 97.8. Pride Matters, brought to you by Basildon Pride on Gateway 97.8. Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
That for two iconic songs that complement each other, go from rock to something relatively mellow. So we had Split Soul by RTO, and then we had Chainsmokers, Something Just Like This.
Two absolute tunes
two
in
absolute
their own right.
Tunes.
However, also two tunes from some great groups. I almost said bands, but I don't know if Chainsmokers counts as a band. Groups are probably the right
RTO
word.
RTO is a band.
Yeah.
Chainsmokers, they're more of a group.
Yeah.
So.
But I'll go groups plural then. I guess a band is a type of group. But by the way, not just two brilliant tunes from two brilliant groups, but two brilliant groups that actually have a lot to do with the LGBT community. Because this is Pride Matters here on Gateway 97.8, sponsored by Budsden Pride. We love a bit of the LGBT stuff over here for, hopefully no surprise to you. you, dear listener. But again, the Chainsmokers have done a lot of advocating for LGB rights, I think trans rights in particular.
I'm not too sure on the trans rights, but LGBT
rights, definite.
Yeah, definitely. And RTO, they have a couple of members that are LGBT. If you listen to one of our previous shows, we actually mentioned that one of them is trans and one of them
that's
is,
where I'm getting the trans side
gender
from.
Fluid. I believe the frontman for the band RTO is transgender, and the lead guitarist is non-binary or gender fluid. I can't remember which one it is. I'm going to double check that very shortly.
Either way, good bit of representation and a brilliant song as well. Me and Alex like a little bit of rock. Yeah, that's no secret.
And I've shown Kurt a couple of RTO's songs, and at first he wasn't too sure, especially with
I didn't take much convincing.
And then as soon as it's kicked in, he's just sat there and the grin, it was like a Cheshire cat.
I was having a good day. So,
for those of you that don't know who we are by now, seriously, where have you been? I'm offended. It is me, Alex.
And me, Kurt, both rock enthusiasts and pride enthusiasts. That's why we do this show.
Oh, yes, definitely. We absolutely love it here.
It is Pride Matters again, sponsored by Mazda Pride on Gateway 97.8, where we discuss Pride Matters because
Pride indeed does matter.
He's got it. So, loads of stuff to talk about on today's show, but more so than anything, some brilliant tunes to play as well, some absolute Pride anthems, because it is the 21st of June. We're approaching the end of Pride Month already.
Well, one of them anyways.
Well, yeah, technically it goes on throughout July, August and even September. I mean, we do Basden Pride Festival in September, but the official Pride Month is June, and it sucks that it's almost at the tail end of it.
I know, it does suck.
But
can we have a longer month, please?
Please. But if we're going out with a bang. Firstly, we've got at least one more show in Pride Month, but yeah, we want to get as many of those brilliant Pride anthems and a celebration as we can.
Definitely.
But more so than anything, Alex, my dear friend and co-host, I am going to be putting you to the test on today's show.
Oh no, that means my brain's going to be broken before I even leave it.
Oh yes, I hope you have loaded up on those energy drinks that you like, young sir.
Oh, I'm definitely stocked up on energy drinks. Don't worry about that. I've got a bag full of them.
I need them, apparently. I'm tripping over my words today. have an LGBTQ quiz coming your way before too long.
I knew he was going to do it.
Testing your Pride knowledge in Pride Month. You are a member of Basden Pride, are you not?
Yes, I am indeed.
So you have no excuse.
I do apologise if I do seem a bit on a distracted side. Shortly after this show ends today, I am jumping on a train and I'm going all the way up to Birmingham to spend some time with my partner. So it means that Kurt gets a week break.
And I hope you have a lovely time while you're up there. However, I'm putting you through your paces before you do. I want you to be sleeping on that train.
Me? Sleeping on a train? Get this. Sleeping on the train? I can't do it. Sleeping in a car?
Oh, you will by the time I'm done with you at the end of this quiz.
I can fall asleep perfectly fine on a plane. Train? No chance of me sleeping.
See, I'm the opposite. I can't sleep on planes.
I can sleep on planes, I can sleep on boats, I can't sleep in cars, and I can't sleep on trains. I do not understand it. I can't even sleep on a coach.
I can sleep on a train very easily, because I deliberately choose one of those little two-seater chairs, or even sometimes you have the little one-seater by the door, and I starfish. Full man spreading. I'm taking up every last bit of inch of that, and I am falling asleep. On a plane, you have the armrests, you have very little leg room. I'm a lanky guy, and as well as an increasingly fat guy as well, and I take up a lot of space, and I'm very, especially in an aisle seat, and I normally am in an aisle seat, I'm very hyper aware.
Me and Kurt are both quite lanky. I stand just under the 6 foot mark myself.
But the problem I have is, especially if I'm in an aisle seat,
for someone that's lanky, it's impossible unless you can book like first class, and that's expensive.
So I try and get an aisle seat where I can, because it allows me to spread out a little bit more. I don't like being crunched up against the wall or the window.
That. I hate that.
But the problem with being in an aisle seat and the very limited space I have anyway, and the amount that I do,
you've got to take into account anyone walking down your aisle, especially the stewardesses, they will knock you at the worst of possible times.
And even if they don't knock me, I am very hyper aware of anyone who's walking past me in the aisle, so I can't sleep on a plane.
Don't. What makes it even worse? This is actually. It's both a perk and a curse with the fact that I am autistic. I'm very, very sensitive to things like vibrations, including any vibrations coming through the floor. So, perfect example, Whenever someone is coming through the studio, I feel it. I feel the vibrations from their feet hitting the floor before I actually see them or hear them.
It's like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, just little ripples.
It is so annoying. It does my head in.
So, yeah, polar opposites, apparently. I wish I could sleep on planes. I did Australia for my honeymoon. How long is that flight? And I cannot sleep on planes. 12 hours and the rest.
I'm sure it's a little over the 12-hour mark.
Oh, no. It was a 21-hour flight in total.
21 hours.
21 hours. 7.5 hours, give or take, from Singapore to Australia, and a full 13.5 hours from Singapore to the UK. 21 hours in total, and I can't sleep on planes.
Oh, God. Did you at least get some sleep in between the between stops?
We were only in Singapore for 45 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. I feel so sorry for you.
So, yeah, I envy you.
So by the time you've got back, you've got home, and you've just... That's it.
I feel like I need to apologise to my wife, because I was intolerable for the whole first day. The jet lag was real.
Real, I can imagine.
So I envy you the fact that you can sleep on planes.
I sleep on planes and I can sleep on boats. Perfectly fine. Coaches, trains, cars, you've got no chance of me sleeping. I will stay awake the entire damn journey.
I also envy you as well for the fact that you are currently in charge of the desk, so therefore you have chosen the playlist today.
That will not be the case for much longer, because Kurt is
over.
Going to be grilling me.
Yeah, but I'm taking over for the old quiz side of things in a bit. In fact, on the end of the next couple of tunes, Alex and I will have switched places and I will be in control.
And then after the quizzes are over, I believe me and Kurt are switching places again.
You will have to fight me.
Fight you or bribe you with a nice cup of coffee.
That'll do.
Looks like I'm running down to Starbucks in between songs.
We're in the upper galleries of the Eastgate Shopping Centre. It is two floors below. You can make it.
Definitely, yeah. And I move pretty damn quick through a crowd.
Tell you what, we've got a couple of songs to play now. I think that's enough time for you to get me a Starbucks.
I'm pretty sure it is. What do you want from Starbucks?
I will take a... This order is going to be long, by the way, Alex. You might want to start writing now. Play the next song.
Okay, I'm going to start writing now. In the meantime, I've got a couple of songs lined up for you now.
To you by Basil and Pride. Visit basilandpride.co.uk.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. Together, and if that's true, you'll just have to take.
Sabrina Carpenter and Troy Sivan's Rush before that, and you're hearing me announcing the song, so you know what that means.
Me and Kurt have swapped seats. Literally, I said to Kurt, right, whilst the next songs are playing, I'm going to run down to Starbucks and grab your order. He gave me 6 items to grab, which wasn't too bad, but Starbucks was packed. I've literally run down
you
there.
You made it back. It was fine.
I actually feel really bad because I almost knocked a couple of little kids flying lessons because of how quickly I was moved through the crowds. I've grabbed the order, grabbed myself something whilst I was down there, rushed back upstairs. I've just heard a cut from the studio. Alex, get back here. We're starting in 3 minutes.
3 minutes was more than enough time. I knew you'd make it. Anyway. Hello, if you are just tuning in. It is Basden Pride's Pride Matters here on Gateway 97.8 with me in the driver's seat, Kurt Wilson. Hello.
Yes, you are back in the driver's seat, Kurt, but not for very long.
Oh, you have massively underestimated how many questions I have on this quiz. I'm prepared for the full show.
Well, let's see how many questions I get right, considering that I'm part of Basden Pride, B, I'm one of the people that's helped this show be as fabulous as it can be, and C, an LGBTQ member myself.
So basically, zero excuse.
No excuse whatsoever.
So it is Pride Month. We are past the halfway point in Pride Month, so we always like to do the LGBTQ quiz.
No pun intended.
Very much intended. Firstly, though, just a little bit of a noteworthy date that's worth bringing up. So again, 21st of June today, in a few short days' time, we've had a lot of spotlights on the USA over the course of the last few shows.
Is there anything UK-bound that's happened?
Apparently not. But worth a mention, June 26th, anniversary of the US Supreme Court legalising gay marriage and marriage equality in general. Yay! Good news.
Finally. They actually done something right.
Yeah, and I'd like you to remember that. June 26th, anniversary of the US Supreme Court legalising gay marriage. The whole concept of gay marriage might just be a topic that comes up in the quiz.
Oh no.
So.
Oh no.
Without further ado, Alex.
Yes, Kurt.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
So, let's test your LGBT and Pride knowledge in Pride Month, the 21st of June. Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I can't do the Chris Tarrant.
No, that's just no.
So, I'm going to throw you a bunch of questions. Some of them I may be nice enough to give you options. However, they are all just phrased as far as random general knowledge. Obviously, Pride general knowledge is concerned. There are no multiple choices. However, as a lifeline, I will occasionally give you some options.
Okay.
I will allow you to use those lifelines 3 times. We don't have an RC audience. We don't have a phone the friend. And I am definitely not your friend.
But at this moment in time, you're currently my enemy.
So your 3 lifelines are, quite simply, and you can use this lifeline 3 times, I will give you options.
Okay.
So if you are stuck, on three occasions, you can ask me to give you some options at the very least to make your decision a little bit easier and hopefully try and whittle it down rather than going through pure general knowledge.
Okay, let's go.
So they're all going to be Pride related. They're all going to be LGBT related. Let's see how Alex does. And if you want to play along wherever you are as well, I'm sure you will do better than my dear co-host.
I'm offended.
You're about to be.
You underestimate my knowledge. How
you are about to be. We've done this before,
we've
Alex.
We've done this before, and I did pretty damn well last time.
Did you?
Yes.
Let's find out.
I got most of them right.
Let's find out. Question number one. Right, Alex, are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one on the LGBT quiz is, in what year was the first Pride event held in the UK? I will give you a point if you are within 2 years either side. So let's say, for example, it was 1985. I would give you a point for both 1983 up to 1987.
Now, if I recall correctly, the first ever Pride was a riot, which is Stonewall Riot.
It was the Pride March.
The Pride March.
The Stonewall Riots kind of kicked it off, but it wasn't an officially recognised Pride event. The first Pride March.
This I'm not too sure on, so I'm going to use one of the lifelines.
Okay, your options are 1967, 1972, or 1978.
I'm going for 72.
1972, final answer.
Final answer.
You would be correct. Off to a flying start. Right, question number two. Ready?
Yes.
Let's play. Question number two. What do the letters, nice and easy, LGBTQ stand for?
So, the letters stand for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer.
Final answer?
Final answer, and I know this for a fact.
Okay, you would be correct. I would have also accepted questioning for the Q as well.
Ooh.
Yep, it technically counts as two. LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and either queer or questioning.
Fair enough.
There you go. Right, question number three. Alex is two for two at the moment. Let's see if the hot streak continues. I feel like I gave you a nice one for number two. Next up, and David Burton Sampson, who was, of course, a prominent feature of Pride Matters for the longest time. David, if you're listening to this,
I hope that you get this right, because
David will get this right, and David will probably be swearing at me for the fact I even had the gall to include this question.
Oh, no.
So, what was the name of Russell T. Davies' drama series set in London in the 1980s and focusing on the rise of HIV/AIDS and gay panic?
I'm not sure. Give me some lifelines.
You want some lifelines? Okay.
Please.
The options are Sun Always Shines, Queer as Folk, It's a Sin.
It's a Sin has caught my interest. I'm going for It's a Sin.
It's a Sin, final answer.
Yeah.
The lifeline was well used, it is correct.
Too sure. I honestly was not too sure. I was like, please be right, please be right, please be right.
Now, here's the thing, Alex.
Oh, no.
There are 12 questions in this quiz, and you have already used 2 out of 3 of those lifelines.
Oh, well.
You got one more chance to use it, and then it's pure general knowledge.
Okay.
Bear that in mind as we go on to question number 4. Who starred in the hit film, ironically also with a prominent theme of HIV and AIDS, who starred in the hit film with a similar theme of HIV and AIDS, Philadelphia? Who was the star actor in Philadelphia?
I don't actually know.
You can use the lifeline one more time, or you can take a total shot in the dark.
I'm doing it, lifeline.
Final lifeline on question number 4 out of 12.
Okay.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Right, lifeline. Your options are Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, Tom Hanks.
It seems like a film that Tom Hanks would have starred in.
There's people screaming at the radio right now.
I am crossing my fingers right now that Tom Hanks is correct. That is my final answer.
It is Tom Hanks.
I was holding my breath there.
You owe it to yourself, by the way, to watch that film.
I am watching it later on tonight.
Philadelphia, amazing film. Heartrender, but amazing film. So, lifelines are over.
Okay.
Pure general knowledge at this point. We're going to go up to question number 6, play a couple of tunes, and then we'll be back. So, this is question number 5. Great one for radio, this one. What colours make up the bisexual pride flag?
Now, this one, I believe, is a dark blue. If you want me to go into the shades, I'll go into the shades.
I will accept general. Let's say it was crimson or rose. So I would accept red.
General, okay. So I'm going to say purple, blue and pink.
Purple, blue and pink?
Mm-hmm.
Final answer?
Yes.
I will give it to you for purple, blue and pink. Specifically, it's lavender, but that's a shade of purple.
It's a shade of purple, so yeah.
Yeah, pink, lavender and blue. I will absolutely give it to you for purple. Well done. Final question for the meantime. Question number 6. It's a film one again, and I don't know if films is maybe your strong suit. So, this actor, known for playing notable roles in Lord of the Rings and the X-Men franchise, became the first openly gay man to be knighted by the Queen. Name that actor.
Ooh. Now, I know for a fact it's not Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's what got you last time. You said Hugh Jackman, you said last time. There's a reason I've brought this question up again. I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself. Hugh Jackman.
He's not even English.
Is he not even knighted? It's not Sir Hugh Jackman. He wasn't in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, dear.
I get the whole Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand. It's close enough, but no.
I actually don't know this one.
You've had this one before, man.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan.
Are you a film fan?
I'm a film fan. I'm a Marvel film fan, but I'm not.
This is Marvel. He was in the X-Men.
I don't know. My mind has drawn a complete blank.
Patrick Stewart's best friend. Come on.
I know who Patrick... I'm not sure.
I'm giving you more than you deserve here. He played Magneto. He played Gandalf. Come on.
I can see the actor's face. I just can't remember his damn name.
Alex, educate yourself. It's Ian McKellen.
I can see his face. I can see his face. That's the thing. I can see his face. I just can't remember his name.
I beg of you, David Burton Sampson, if you're listening, you used to rag on me for the fact that I hadn't watched It's a Sin. Alex does not know who Ian McKellen is. I feel like I get a pass at this point. Alex, I'm going to give you a couple of songs to redeem yourself. You need it, my friend.
I do need it. I know what I'm definitely doing.
Take a breather. Some Googling.
Taking a breather. I'm going, when I get to my partner's, watching my partner's a massive Marvel fan, we're going to sit down and watch the entire X-Men.
Please do.
Collective.
Oh, yeah, you can probably skip the last one. But do some Googling at the very least over the course of the next few minutes, because you're going to need it for the final 6 questions.
I try to discover a little something to make me sweeter. Why you make me work so hard that you keep me no-
Matters. Brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. Of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. 'Cause everything's so wrong, and I don't belong living in your precious memory. 'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could.
Not to do my best Terry Crews impression while that song's playing. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
I did my very, absolutely amazing, personally, I'd say, Terry Crews impression.
I got whiplash from doing the whole head nod thing.
Kurt just sat there giggling. Danny poked his head and see what Kurt was giggling about. And he just looks at me as if I say, we definitely know that Alex is autistic.
It just puts a smile on my face, that film especially. But I love the song as well. Vanessa Carlton's
It's an absolute icon. It is an absolute icon.
And before that, of course, Erasure and A Little Respect playing for you here on Gateway 97.8.
I'm back in the hot seat.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. No lifelines anymore, my friend.
Oh, well.
It gets real now.
Wait, it wasn't real before?
We're not doing it. Right. It is Pride Month. We are approaching the tail end of it already, 21st of June. And I always like to take the opportunity, whether it be Pride Month or LGBT History Month, if ever there is an excuse for a Pride-themed radio show sponsored by Basildon Pride and hosted by at least one member of said Basildon Pride, who is also a member of the community. If ever there is a person who has no excuse for getting some of these questions wrong, it is my dear Alex McKenzie. So,
I think next year I'm going to see if I can convince our lovely David Burton Sampson to come down.
I mean, to be fair, next time I say you test me.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm the resident straight guy on the show.
I like that.
And if I really do pride myself of being an ally, I need to see how much I know.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I've been the quiz master.
Next year, you're going to be in the hot seat.
There we go. But for now, you are in that hot seat. We are six questions in. You got one wrong. Five out of six so far. Not bad.
Not too bad.
However, you used all your lifelines in getting there. So for the remainder of this, no multiple choice. It is pure general knowledge. You're just going to have to go on pure gut instinct. So, Alex, are you prepared?
No.
Tough. Question number seven.
You forgot the number then.
I genuinely did. Question number seven. What is the full name? You're going to get this wrong. What is the full name of drag queen RuPaul?
I honestly don't know. I do not know.
Just take a punt. You're right or wrong at this point. What is RuPaul's full name?
I haven't got a clue. To be honest, I don't pay much attention to RuPaul. Drag queens is my weakest link.
Just take a guess. You're right or you're wrong at this point.
Well, I'm going to hazard a guess that part of RuPaul's real name is in their drag name. So I'm going to say that Paul is somewhere in that name.
Okay.
But I haven't got a criminal surname.
So, RuPaul's full name. RuPaul Andre Charles.
No idea. I had no idea on that.
Yeah, fair play. So you're wrong.
I'll take that because I don't pay attention to my drag queens, especially RuPaul. I find... Now, a lot of people are going to have a go at me for this. Although RuPaul has done some amazing stuff, I find RuPaul too obnoxious as a drag queen.
Oh, you're going to get some angry mail coming through your letterbox.
Oh, well.
5 out of 7 so far. Not bad. Let's move on to question number 8. It's another history one. It's another years one.
Ooh.
And once again, I will give you the point if you are plus or minus 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So once again, if it was 1985, I will give you the point for
2010, you'll give me a point. If it's 2008, 2009.
Right, though, through to 2012.
Yeah.
So, in what year was homosexuality officially legalised in the UK? So before this date, it was officially illegal to be gay. So what year was it legalised?
Oh, God. I know it was within this century. I'm 100% sure it was within this century. I'm going to take a punt and say 2007.
So before 2007, it was illegal to be gay.
I'm taking a massive punt here. It's a shot in the dark. I'm taking the shot. I could be wrong. I could be right. I haven't got a clue.
2007, final answer.
Go for it.
Well, you're spectacularly out.
Oh, God. How far out?
Give or take 40 years. 1967.
I knew I was wrong on that.
Before 2007, it was illegal to be gay, is what you're saying. Queer as Folk was made before 2007.
I knew I was wrong. So it was a massive shot in the dark.
Well, it's good that you were wrong. Let's put it that way. 1967, still within, you know, most people's lifetimes. So
yeah.
Before 1967, being gay was actually illegal. Who'd have thunk it? So on to number 9. It's a gender-related question now.
Oh, no.
So, we've done a lot of stuff on Pride Matters around transgender, gender identity, non-binary, and everything in between. Of course, we've regularly had Ash on the show, where all things gender identity is very much their bread and butter. They are the trans...
Expert. They are a resident expert, so we pester them.
At Basildon Pride. So... keeping in mind how much we've done on trans stuff here on Pride Matters over the years.
This is a trans question, isn't it?
It is a trans-related question. So, well, it kind of comes under the trans umbrella.
My partner's going to kill me if I get this wrong.
So, we've talked about transgender, we've talked about non-binary, we've talked about gender fluid, we've talked about every single part of that spectrum. Mm. So I want to ask you about one particular that comes under that umbrella. The question is, Schrodinger is the name of a specific gender identity. What does it refer to? If I identify as Schrodinger, what am I?
I haven't got a clue. What is Schrodinger? I've never heard of it.
So, non-binary. Let's whittle this down. I want to help you here. Okay. Non-binary means you identify as what?
You don't identify as neither a man nor a woman.
Correct. If you are transgender,
you identify as the opposite gender of what you were assigned at birth.
If I'm gender fluid,
then you fluctuate between a mask, femme, or somewhere in between.
Yeah. So, I will help you out here. Schrodinger. It's not got a million things different about it compared to something like non-binary versus gender fluid. You could argue it sits in between the two.
So,
if a gender fluid person fluctuates between the two genders, so they might be male, they might be female, depending on, possibly even depending on the mood. If a non-binary person identifies as neither, what does a Schrodinger person identify as?
A bit of both. So, then fluctuate between mask and femme presenting, but they don't identify as either on the same token.
You're so close. You're so close. Have you ever heard the story of Schrodinger's cat?
Yes, I've heard the story.
So, Schrodinger's cat puts a cat in a box, tells the person that at some point a poison will be released into a box that would kill the cat. But you don't know when the poison's going to be released. No. Therefore, you have to recognise that until the box is opened, the cat, as far as you're concerned, is both alive and dead at the same time, because you don't know which.
So, taking into account Schrodinger's cat, the Schrodinger. You're both in neither at the same time.
Remove the word neither and you're there.
You're both at the same time.
You really didn't deserve that, but yes. So if I'm Schrodinger, similar to non-binary in the fact I don't identify as neither, and similar to gender fluid in that you might fluctuate between the two, but more specifically, a Schrodinger person actually identifies as both genders equally at the same time.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to do a little bit of research on that.
Yeah. Also, you need to check out their flag as well. It's got two cats on it because of Schrodinger's cat.
Wait, there is a flag that has two cats on it?
Yeah, you've probably seen it.
I'm buying about 20.
That's the Schrodinger flag. There
now,
you go.
Although I'm more of a dog person, cats are just adorable.
There you go. The more you know.
My sister is begging me to get a kitten. And I turned around and said to her, no. The more she asks, the more I say no. So,
honestly, I wouldn't blame you in the slightest. Get a cat. Do it. You have my approval.
Cats are adorable.
So, there it is. There's your divide right there. Gender identities. Trans identifies as a different gender from what they were assigned at birth. If you are non-binary, you identify as neither. If you are gender fluid, you fluctuate between the two. But if you're Schrodinger, you actually identify as both equally, pretty much at the same time, on par with each other.
Okay.
And yeah, for those of you who don't know, if you're cisgender, that's the one where you identify as the same gender as what you were born at birth.
Basically, straight.
There we go. Right. On to question number 10. History is not your strong suit, so I do feel for you on this one. Section 28. A law that is often referred to colloquially as the Don't Say Gay Law outlines the banning of what specifically? Section 28, often called the Don't Say Gay Law, outlines the banning of what specifically?
Section 28, I'm pretty sure refers to the Equality Act.
It's not the Equality Act. Although the Equality Act itself arguably covers this.
Okay, so I could argue this, but it depends on which version you call the Equality Act, because it was originally created in 2001, the year I was born, and it was reviewed in 2010.
Yep, so the one that we have today is the 2010 Equality Act.
Okay.
I will tell you that Section 28, if it helps, ran before it was repealed from 1988 to 2003?
I am not 100% sure, so I'm going to argue with the Equality Act 2010 as my answer. Would you accept that?
I mean, I would. You'd be wrong because it's ended in 2003. But are we going with the Equality Act 2010?
I'm going with the Equality Act.
This is just to get this out of the way?
Just to get it out of the way.
Okay, you're wrong.
I know I'm wrong.
So, Section 28, often referred to as the Don't Say Gay Law, ran from 1988 to 2003 and actually banned the promotion of homosexuality in schools. Basically, wow. Schools were not allowed to do any form of teaching or material that in any way educated people on homosexuality.
No wonder why my education sucked.
So yeah, that ended in 2003, so sex ed didn't really cover homosexuality in any way. There was no homosexuality representation in terms of the examples that people would give.
To be honest, whilst I was in school, homosexuality was never, ever covered at any point during my education.
Yep. And yeah, from 2003 was when it officially ended. So yeah, your primary education potentially might not have covered much of it still, because they were still...
To be honest, my primary school was extremely homophobic.
Yeah, that might do it. This is going to make me feel ancient. Remind me, Alex, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Pain. In so much pain.
Month.
So you started primary, give or take, in what, 2005, 2006?
I'm doing some really quick math. 2005.
So, yeah, they repealed the Don't Say Gay Law, Section 28, in 2003. Chances are it took them a hot minute to change certain things about the syllabus. Mm. So, yeah, going into primary in 2005, chances are they hadn't started introducing too much of it back in again.
The way that they work it is if you're born before July, let's say a perfect example with me, July 2001. If you're born before the end of July, you'll start the academy and going into, say, primary school. You'll be in reception or whichever year group you fall into. Whereas if you're born in August or September, you'll be in the academic year after. The academic year ends at the end of July, begins in early September.
If you're born post-August, chances are you're one of the oldest in your school year. Whereas if you're born in July, chances are you're one of the youngest in the below school year.
I was the 10th youngest student in my year. There are a few students that were younger than me in my classes.
There we go. So, yeah, Section 28, often referred to as the Don't Say Gay Law, actually outlawed any form of promotion of homosexuality in schools.
Which sucks.
Which, again, so you couldn't educate people on, proper, sexual conduct or etiquette or anything from homosexual couples. You can educate people on things like...
I really hate using this phrase, but it was all Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, which kind of rude.
Yep, and you couldn't... for example, keep in mind, this 1988 was when this got introduced. Of course, HIV/AIDS and gay panic and things like that was out of life. You couldn't educate people on the dangers of HIV/AIDS for gay people. And even, in terms of just representation, in terms of the examples you give, like you'd be doing a maths problem and, a couple would be going on a holiday and you're calculating the cost of their travel. Yeah. It would never be a gay couple that was mentioned. It would always be a straight couple.
Yeah, which sucked. Even in exams like the SATs and GCSEs, it was horrendous.
Yeah. So, 2003 that got repealed. There you go. Right. Last couple of questions. Quietly conscious of time. Question number 11. In what year did it become legal for trans people to change their legal gender? So at which point could I be a trans person and actually get it officially legally recognised that I was the other gender?
This is relatively recent, I want to say.
You would be correct. It's quite recent in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of things, I want to say that it was within the past decade.
We're going with the past decade, are we? As per usual, I will give you plus or minus a couple of years here. So you have a 4-year span that you can play with.
I'm going to go slap bang in the middle. And by the way, in terms of the past decade, I'm not referring to 2025 to 2015 as the decade,
as your range.
As my range. So I'm going to go for 2019. I'm taking a massive punt here.
Final answer.
I'm going for it.
You are a full 15 years out.
Oh, that's gonna kill me.
2004, it became legal for a trans person to change their legal
My partner's going to be stood at Birmingham Station, ready to kill me.
Right, final question. Last chance to redeem yourself. Let's go in... Right, here we go. 2012. I almost read the exact same question again. Question number 12. Oh, end it on a high, Kurt. Come on. Alan Turing, a gay man who was rewarded for his homosexuality by being chemically castrated, is nowadays celebrated as being the man that cracked the what code in World War II? I'm looking for one singular...
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.